Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Behavioral back engineering is a process whereby you start with a dog or a cat who has a behavioral problem, and then you work backwards to get an idea of what makes it tick. Typically, we hear of this process when somebody's defense weapon or plane is captured or found by a perceived enemy, and they begin the meticulous process of deconstructing it. Obviously, when we're dealing with living creatures like dogs and cats, we can't do that. Instead, we have to depend on information from those who have interacted with the animal. This is known as the history. On a good day, the history involves things like when and where the animal was born, knowledge about the litter, about the parents, on a really good day, about the place where the young puppy or kitten spent his or her early days, what kind of maternal care they got. We have information about diet, feeding practices, and eating practices. Other pieces are supplied by the medical history. When was the animal spayed or neutered? Pediatric, pre-adult, or post-maturity? Did the animal have any medical problems, any illnesses or injuries, any surgery? Did the animal spend any extended time in the veterinary clinic? If the animal had medical problems, what kind of problems? Were they infections? Were they immune-mediated problems? Were they chronic problems, acute problems? Were they traumatic in origin? Other pieces include the dog or the cat's routine activity. Where do they sleep? Do they just eliminate urine and stool, or do they also use it to mark? And if they do mark with urine or stool, where do they mark? How often do they mark? Do they do it when they're alone, or do they do it when somebody's around? Do they have access to the outdoors? How much access? If they're dogs, how well trained are they? For both animals, do they have any kind of phobias? And always with these and other questions, seeking to summon the pieces, to see how they fit together to result in this animal with this particular problem on this particular day, we want to know not only about the animal, we want to know about the people the animal interacted with. On a not so good day, we have an animal who comes with almost a blank slate. Maybe we know where the animal came from the moment the animal went into the rescue system or into a shelter, but we know nothing about what happened before. Under those circumstances, we have to guess. We have to surmise based on what we see now. That's not always easy. It's very difficult for those who live and interact with the animal, and it's difficult for people like me to try to understand all the different factors that contributed to the physiological and behavioral and emotional individual that we see before us. Believe it or not, there are worse things than having little or no history at all. The worst is to have a history that's been fabricated. A history that for marketing reasons, or sometimes to convince a more ethical rescue or shelter organization that a particular animal who has problems doesn't really. Those giving up the animal will shade the truth a little bit. Sometimes they'll shade the truth a lot. Other times they'll flat out lie. For someone like me, back engineering behavior is intriguing. It's time consuming. For those who have these animals with unknown histories, it requires commitment to the animal. It requires good observational skills. The clues that help us understand the why of this information so that we can come up with the most likely solution to the problem, sometimes they're hard to pick up. But for those who enjoy mysteries, for those who are committed to their animals, for those who see themselves in a partnership with their animal, it's a very fulfilling process.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.